You buy chickens because they look easy. A box of feed, a small coop, fresh eggs in the morning. That fantasy collapses fast. Birds die quietly. Predators come at night. Water freezes. Heat stress hits at noon. Eggs do not appear on schedule, and meat does not grow itself. The first mistake costs money. The second costs animals. By the third, you are either learning fast or quitting. Chickens demand daily attention without excuses. Miss one evening lockup and you wake up to feathers on the ground. Skip clean water and illness spreads before you notice. Feed the wrong ration and growth stalls. This is where starter livestock proves its value. Chickens punish shortcuts but forgive learning. They force routine. They expose weak planning. They teach responsibility in real time. You are not raising decorations. You are managing lives, food, and failure risk every day. Get it right, and the payoff is steady and honest. Get it wrong, and the loss is immediate. Chapter 1. Starting with chickens is not cute. You do not start with chickens because they are adorable. You start because you want food, control, and reliability. Anyone who tells you otherwise is selling a fantasy. Chickens are living systems that fail fast when ignored. They expose mistakes early and without mercy. Before you buy a single bird, you choose purpose, eggs or meat. That decision controls everything that follows. Egg layers and meat birds are built for different outcomes. Layers convert feed into eggs over time. Meat birds convert feed into muscle fast and then stop being efficient. Trying to make one bird do both jobs well usually fails. Egg birds grow slower and live longer. They need space, light control, and long-term care. Meat birds grow fast and stress their own bodies. They eat aggressively and finish early. If you buy birds without deciding your goal, you waste money and lose birds. Many beginners buy mixed chicks because the bin is cheap and colorful. That mistake shows up months later when feed bills rise and results stay uneven. Purpose comes first. Birds come second. Chickens are called starter livestock because they forgive learning, not because they tolerate neglect. They can survive mistakes that would kill larger animals, but only within limits. When those limits are crossed, loss is fast and quiet. The next reality is law. Chickens live on land, and land comes with rules. Some areas limit flock size, some ban roosters, some restrict structures. Noise complaints shut down more backyard flocks than disease. A single rooster can end a project overnight. You check rules before you buy birds, not after. Time is the real cost. Chickens do not take days off. They need water every day. They need feed every day. They need eyes on them every day. This is not a weekend hobby. It is a daily responsibility that stacks on top of work, weather, and fatigue. Morning care cannot wait. Evening lockup cannot be skipped. Illness does not announce itself loudly. Predators do not test doors twice. One missed routine becomes a lesson you do not forget. Money is the next pressure point. Chickens look cheap until you count everything. Birds are only the entry fee. Feed costs continue. Bedding runs out. Containers break. Tools get replaced. Housing takes more materials than planned. Electricity may be needed. Heat lamps fail at the worst time. You budget for birds, housing, feed, bedding, water systems, basic tools, and losses. Losses are not optional. Some birds will die even when you do things right. Accepting that early keeps you from quitting later. Many beginners underestimate feed. Chickens waste more than expected. Spilled grain attracts rodents. Wet feed molds fast. Cheap feed costs more over time when growth slows or eggs drop. Time and money failures are often tied together. People rush because they are busy. They buy cheap because they are uncertain. Both choices raise risk. You also commit ethically the moment birds arrive. Chickens cannot fend for themselves in domestic settings. You created dependence. That means shelter from weather, protection from predators, clean water, adequate nutrition, and timely care. Ignoring a sick bird is not neutral. It is a decision with consequences. Death happens quietly with chickens. A bird that looks fine in the morning can be gone by evening. Beginners often miss early warning signs because they do not know what normal looks like. That knowledge comes only through observation. This is why chickens teach discipline. You learn to notice posture, movement, appetite, and sound. You learn when something feels off, even before you can name it. The emotional weight surprises people. Losing birds hurts, not because they are pets, but because failure feels personal. You provided the system. When the system fails, responsibility sits with you. Eggs and meat are rewards, not guarantees. Egg production depends on age, light, nutrition, and stress. Meat yield depends on feed quality, genetics, and management. No amount of hope replaces planning. Another early mistake is scale. Beginners often buy too many birds. More birds amplify every problem. Feed costs climb. Waste piles up. Disease spreads faster. Flock management becomes harder, not easier. Starting small gives you room to learn. It lets you adjust systems without mass loss. It builds confidence through repetition rather than chaos. Chickens also teach patience. Eggs do not come immediately. Meat birds take weeks of steady care. Rushing leads to shortcuts. Shortcuts lead to loss. Weather adds pressure early. Heat kills faster than cold. Cold kills slower but steadily. Rain exposes weak shelter. Wind finds gaps you missed. Chickens test every assumption you made during setup. You do not need perfection on day one. You need commitment. You need to show up when it is inconvenient. You need to correct mistakes instead of abandoning birds. The difference between success and failure rarely comes from knowledge alone. It comes from consistency, feeding at the same time, checking water before it runs dry, locking doors even when tired. Chickens reward routine. They punish neglect. That balance makes them ideal teachers. By the end of this chapter, the question is not whether chickens are easy. The question is whether you are ready to manage a living food system every single day without excuses. If the answer is yes, you move forward with intention. If the answer is no, you stop now before animals pay for uncertainty. Chapter 2. Shelter, feed, and survival. Chickens survive only as well as the system you build around them. Shelter comes first because exposure kills faster than hunger. A coop is not a decoration. It is a barrier between birds and everything that wants them dead. You plan for protection before comfort. Predators do not test gently. They rip, pry, dig, and wait. Raccoons pull latches. Dogs dig under walls. Hawks strike from above. Rats chew through soft material. If a structure can be forced, it will be. Space matters because crowding multiplies stress. Each bird needs room to move, perch, and rest without constant contact. Tight quarters increase pecking, disease spread, and feed waste. Overcrowding turns small problems into fast losses. Ventilation keeps birds alive. Fresh air removes moisture and ammonia. Drafts kill by chilling birds at rest. You balance airflow high above roost level and block direct wind. If you smell ammonia, ventilation has failed. Flooring controls disease. Wet bedding breeds bacteria and parasites. Dry bedding insulates and absorbs waste. You manage moisture daily because water spills are constant. Ignoring wet spots invites illness you cannot see yet. Predators exploit routine. They learn feeding times and weak points. Daytime threats and nighttime threats differ. You plan for both. Overhead cover matters. Ground barriers matter. Latches must defeat hands, not just paws. Feed keeps chickens alive, but also attracts trouble. You choose feed based on bird age and purpose. Starter feed builds early growth. Grower feed maintains steady development. Layer feed supports egg production later. Feeding the wrong ration creates slow growth, weak shells, or wasted money. Free feeding works only if waste is controlled. Scattered grain brings rodents. Rodents bring disease and structural damage. You elevate feeders and adjust height as birds grow. Feeders that tip over cost more than they save. Water is non-negotiable. Chickens die faster from dehydration than hunger. Clean water prevents illness. Dirty water spreads it. Containers must resist tipping, freezing, and algae growth. You check water twice daily because failure often happens between checks. Winter adds pressure. Water freezes. Feed consumption rises. Birds burn calories to stay warm. You plan insulation and wind blocking without sealing airtight. Heat lamps cause fires. If you use heat, you secure it properly or you do not use it at all. Summer kills quietly. Heat stress shows as open mouths, drooping wings, and reduced movement. Shade matters. Airflow matters. Cool water matters. You cannot cool birds after collapse. Prevention is the only fix. Daily health checks are your early warning system. You look for normal behavior first. Active movement, clear eyes, smooth feathers, steady appetite. Changes signal trouble. A bird standing alone is never a good sign. Common illness spreads fast. Respiratory issues show as coughing or nasal discharge. Digestive trouble shows as abnormal droppings. External parasites show as restlessness and feather damage. Early action limits loss. Delay multiplies it. You isolate sick birds immediately, not later, not tomorrow. Isolation protects the flock and gives the bird a chance. Waiting turns one problem into many. Cleanliness supports survival. You remove waste buildup regularly. You replace bedding before it fails. You clean feeders and waterers often. This work is repetitive and unglamorous. It is also what keeps birds alive. Weather exposes weak planning. Rain finds gaps. Wind tests doors. Snow collapses roofs. You inspect after storms. You repair immediately. Small failures compound fast. Routine keeps systems working. Morning checks catch overnight issues. Evening checks secure birds before predators move. Consistency matters more than speed. Chickens adapt to routine. They roost at the same time. They feed predictably. Disruptions stress them. Stress lowers immunity. Lower immunity raises loss. Predators exploit stress. A frightened flock scatters and injures itself. Secure housing reduces panic. Calm birds survive better. Feed storage matters. Moisture ruins feed. Rodents contaminate it. You store feed in sealed containers off the ground. Spoiled feed causes illness that looks like mystery loss. Water quality matters year-round. Algae grows in heat. Ice blocks access in cold. You scrub containers and break ice as needed. Skipping water care is not an option. You plan for absence. Someone must cover care if you are gone. Chickens do not pause because you travel. Untrained helpers miss signs you notice. You leave clear instructions or you do not leave. Housing failures are often blamed on bad luck. Most are predictable. Weak wire, poor latches, low airflow, inadequate space. Each one is fixable before birds arrive. This chapter is about survival, because survival comes before production. Dead birds do not lay eggs or grow meat. Healthy birds do. If shelter, feed, and water fail, nothing else matters. If they succeed, chickens do the rest. They forage, they convert feed, they settle into rhythm. A coop that fails once often fails again. You learn from every test, you reinforce weak points, you improve systems instead of hoping. By the end of this chapter, the pressure is clear. Survival depends on planning, routine, and response. You do not need perfect systems. You need reliable ones. If you can keep chickens alive through weather, predators, and daily neglect risk, you are ready for the rewards. If not, the losses will teach you fast. Chapter 3: Eggs, Meat, and Long-Term Care. By the time your flock survives its first season, you start to see results, but that does not mean the work is done. Chickens reward diligence but punish complacency. Every egg, every ounce of meat comes from consistent effort. The moment attention slips, loss begins again. Egg production is the first payoff, but it is not guaranteed. Birds start laying at different ages depending on breed, diet, and light exposure. Expect uneven timing. Some mornings the coop is quiet. Some days eggs appear in hidden corners. Collecting them daily is not optional. Rotten eggs develop fast in the sun, and broken eggs attract pests. Cleaning and storing eggs safely protects both the birds and the household. Wash only when necessary, or use strip natural protective coatings. Store in cool, dry conditions. Label eggs if your flock is mixed. Fresh eggs last weeks if cared for. Mishandled eggs lead to frustration and unnecessary waste. Egg laying slows with age, stress, or seasonal light changes. Winter brings natural slowdown. Heat, predator stress, illness, and overcrowding also affect production. Understanding this prevents panic. It is part of managing expectations. Chickens are not machines. They respond to their environment and care, not hope or wishes. Broody hens complicate egg production, but are manageable. A broody hen sits on eggs for days or weeks. She stops laying. She may fight others who approach her nest. Managing broodiness requires attention, sometimes removing eggs or separating the hen. Do nothing, and productivity drops and aggression rises. Flock dynamics shift as birds mature. Pecking order matters. Introduce new birds carefully. Remove aggressive individuals if they injure others. Observe interactions daily. A single overlooked bully can injure or kill smaller birds. Meat birds demand a separate approach. They grow quickly and stress their bodies. Feed must match growth stage. Too little and development stalls. Too much and mobility problems appear. You monitor weight, activity, and health closely. Meat birds do not wait for attention. Humane processing is unavoidable if you intend to eat meat. You plan ahead. You prepare tools, location, and timing. You follow ethical methods. You do not experiment on birds in panic. Preparation prevents suffering and ensures safety. Never take shortcuts. Ongoing costs continue long after the initial investment. Feed, bedding, water, electricity, and replacement birds add up. Unexpected illness or loss increases costs. Tracking expenses versus production helps you make informed decisions. Chickens are not free, and they never have been. Culling and replacement become part of management. Birds age, productivity declines, disease can spread silently. Recognizing when to replace a bird is essential for flock health. Delay and risk infection. Replace too early, and you waste resources. Timing is critical. Scaling responsibly matters. One or two birds is manageable. Doubling a flock doubles risk and work. Space, feed, housing, predator-proofing, and labor all scale linearly or faster. You assess capacity honestly before expanding. Failure to do so invites chaos and loss. Long-term care demands record-keeping. Track egg production, feed usage, health incidents, and mortality. Use it to adjust feeding, housing, or interventions. Guesswork costs money and lives. The discipline of tracking becomes your defense against error. Seasonal shifts affect routine. Winter slows growth and production. Summer heat stress birds. Rain and wind test housing. You anticipate these pressures rather than react. Adjust lighting, ventilation, insulation, and water systems as needed. Every season requires vigilance. Biosecurity is essential. Limit visitor access. Avoid introducing disease via equipment or new birds without quarantine. Wild birds, rodents, and pets carry pathogens. Protecting your flock means controlling these variables daily. Small lapses can cost multiple birds. Chickens are remarkably adaptable but unforgiving of repeated mistakes. Observe behavior closely. Feeders empty, birds are restless. Water dirty, illness spreads silently. Bedding wet, parasites breed. Daily observation is non-negotiable. At this point, reward and responsibility intersect. Eggs arrive consistently when care is steady. Meat birds reach target weight when feeding and housing succeed. Flock health improves with routine inspection, proper nutrition, and predator management. The payoff is tangible, but requires effort every day. Sustainability becomes realistic when systems are refined. You can rotate birds, maintain brooders, and compost bedding efficiently. You can plan for food security, reduce waste, and manage cost. Chickens, when cared for correctly, provide daily, measurable benefit. The emotional stakes remain high. Losses still occur. Predators find gaps. Disease can strike despite precautions. Equipment fails. Weather tests every assumption. Even experienced keepers face challenges. The work never stops. You cannot relax fully. Complacency is costly. Long-term success is a balance of routine, attention, and adaptation. Every morning check teaches. Every problem solved prevents future loss. Every egg collected and every bird raised safely is a lesson in responsibility, planning, and persistence. By now, the choice is clear. Chickens repay effort daily, but only if care never slips. If you follow routines, anticipate risk, and act decisively, the flock thrives. Ignore warning signs, delay care, or underestimate requirements, and losses accumulate quickly. The payoff is proportional to attention. You are no longer a beginner if you understand the patterns. The flock reflects your diligence. Eggs, meat, and survival metrics tell you whether your system works. Your habits, not luck, define outcomes. In conclusion, long-term care is not glamorous. It is daily, gritty work that demands observation, judgment, and consistency. The chickens are silent teachers. They reveal weakness and reward skill. They provide food when you meet them with responsibility. Neglect or shortcuts bring immediate consequences. You are accountable every day, in every season. The lessons are relentless, but the reward is steady, reliable, and earned. You manage lives, nutrition, and resources, and in return, the flock provides sustenance, knowledge, and confidence. Chickens teach one final truth. Nothing comes free. Nothing is guaranteed. Consistency is survival. Discipline produces eggs. Effort produces meat. Mistakes cost quickly. Success is built quietly, day by day, in routine, observation, and unwavering care.